Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump told reporters yesterday that he's doing the military a favor by banning transgender people from serving.
As you know, it's been a very complicated issue for the military. It's been a very confusing issue for the military. And I think I'm doing the military a great favor.
The president announced his ban of transgender troops in tweets last month, citing medical costs and disruption. But so far, his ban has not been enforced. Meanwhile, two advocacy groups have filed the first federal lawsuit against the ban. GLBTQ Legal Advocates and Defenders, or GLAAD, and the National Center for Lesbian Rights filed Doe versus Trump Wednesday in the U.S. District Court of Washington, D.C., on behalf of five active service members, all transgender women. Joining us now is one of the lawyers on the case, Jennifer Levi. She is also director of GLAAD's Transgender Rights Project. Jennifer, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
First of all, just tell us more about the transgender women you are representing in this case. Who are they and why did they decide to bring this lawsuit?
Yeah, sure. So I represent five transgender members of the military. They are all decorated soldiers. They have experience that ranges from 3 years in the service to upwards of 20 years in the service. They have courageously defended this country, been in active service, including in Afghanistan, Iraq, Korea, and beyond. And they brought this case because of the president's announcement that he would deny transgender people the ability to serve their country.
Mm. And so what is the claim that they and you are making, that their rights are being violated here?
Yeah, you know, there's really two central claims. One is absolutely that their rights are being violated, that the action to reverse the policy that allows transgender people to openly serve is discrimination based on who they are. And there's really a second important central claim, which is that the military created the right of continued service by announcing in June of 2016 that if service members came out as transgender, they would be permitted to serve. And so this is really the only time in history that I know of where there's been a group of individuals who have been told that they could serve, who were then told that they could not.
Mm. Well, so your case rests on a couple of critical factors here. One is the assertion that President Trump's tweets equate to actual policy. And I mean, I don't think there's necessarily any solid agreement on that. I mean, is that what you're saying, that as soon as the president issued those tweets, that it constituted an infringement of the rights of these members of the military?
No, that's not the basis of the case.
Okay.
The tweets were the announcement of the policy, but there have been public reports that the White House General Counsel has already signed off on a plan of implementation to exclude transgender service members. And the White House has not only not denied that, they have repeatedly confirmed the fact that the White House is moving forward to implement the policy. And so there's really much more to this case than tweets at this point.
Well, so let me ask you about that, because the Defense Department, though, has said that it would only enforce the ban when the policy was formally implemented. It hasn't yet been implemented. So how can you prove harm when the policy isn't enacted?
Well, you know, these service members are facing harm right now. They have immediate decisions to make about re-enlistment, about housing, about providing for their families, about future service. And so, you know, their lives have really been upended by the president's announcement of this change in policy.
You know, it's interesting because I'm seeing that there are some legal scholars who are looking at this case and saying that it just in and of the existence of the case in and of itself puts the government in kind of a tricky position, right? Because federal courts can't render judgment in a case unless it's quote unquote ripe, right? That's rooted in present controversy. So if the government says there's no present controversy, if they allege that, then perhaps they're also alleging that the process by which the president's tweets and how the White House is handling this doesn't constitute actual policymaking.
Well, there's really no end to this suit short of the government confirming that transgender service members can continue to serve openly. If they say anything other than that, then it really demonstrates that they are moving forward with a change in policy. So, you know, it's an important case for these service members because they need to know what the current policy is of continued service. And you're right that the case forces the government to answer that question.
Well, Jennifer Levi is director of GLAAD's Transgender Rights Project. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.